Aboyne, the Wellington County Museum and Archives, WCMA, was the hot spot for the local creative scene as the local arts community came together to celebrate the opening of an annual arts gallery. Thursday night marked the opening reception of the 43rd Insights Juried Exhibition of Fine Arts, one of the longest-running juried art exhibitions in Ontario. Insights committee member Mary Ann Dolkowski said there were over 200 submissions for the exhibition, but this was whittled down to 72 pieces ranging from paintings, drawings, sculpture, photography, mixed media, and just about every style of art one could think of on display at the WCMA. While Dolkowski and museum curator Haley Johnston said it's a big deal to even be selected for the exhibit, some artists did walk away as winners from that night. Guelph artist Jamie Capitaine won the Juror's Choice Award for his oil-on-canvas piece Winter Leaves Near Guelph Lake. He explained in an interview this piece was inspired by a family hike at Guelph Lake. "They all keep going, I'm behind taking photos and come back with a bunch of photos and I construct and design and paint a landscape," Capitaine said. "I wanted to capture the light and the depth of the forest." Capitaine said he was surprised to have won as he originally wasn't going to submit this painting. "I did at the last minute and I'm happy I did so," Capitaine said. "I was thrilled to get in, but to win is a nice surprise." Catherine Williams of Guelph won the Material Arts Award for Garden at Eden, which consisted of 25 hand-embroidered or thread-painted pieces that were transferred from photographs of her garden. "The prize really is just getting in and the award is over the top," Williams said. She said the gallery as a whole is inspiring to her as an artist. "We have so much talent around here. I'm always in awe of the amount of talented artists that are around us," said Susan Taylor, a Lura artist who made a mixed media piece out of repurposed leather. The Insights exhibition can be found at the WCMA until June 30th.